Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí and Donegal are warning that they will be out in force over the Christmas period, with statistics for various offences drastically bucking the national trend. 25-year-old Liam Morsky from Derry has been sentenced to 15 years imprisonment for the manslaughter of 3-year-old Caden McGuinness in September 2017. Investigations are continuing following the seizure of a quantity of cash during a search of a property in South Donegal. And it's been confirmed that almost 150 new student places are being provided on 13 courses in Letterkenny Institute of Technology as part of a special new government fund. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, drink driving in Donegal is up 28%, significantly higher than the national average of 4%. Gardaí in the county are warning that they will be out in force over the Christmas period, with statistics for various offences drastically bucking the national trend. As well as drink driving being on the rise, mobile phone usage behind the wheel is up a staggering 49% compared to this time last year. Meanwhile, 40% more people have been detected not wearing their seatbelts in Donegal, compared with 3% nationally. Inspector Michael Harrison says he cannot understand why some motorists in Donegal continue to disobey the basic rules of the road.
The traditional Christmas message is what we're looking to get out there this year. It's for people not to be drinking and driving, not to be speeding, and to be wearing their seatbelt when they're driving, and to be cognizant as well of the distraction driving. Distraction driving will include the use of your mobile phones, not paying attention to what you're doing, and you know, when you're driving your vehicle, and all of these things. If everybody does all of those, you know, if they stop doing these things, it will reduce the likelihood of them being involved in a road traffic collision. That's the message we're looking to get out there this Christmas.
And the stats for Donegal for various offences are quite high of late.
Yeah, very, very worrying. We're way, way above what, you know, the national trend. Like, the national trend for drink driving is a 4% increase in the same period last year. Donegal is up 28%. Mobile phones, our trend is up 49%. Wearing seatbelts, something kind of like 40% more people have been detected this year wearing seatbelts. And, you know, that trend nationally is 3%. So why more people are not wearing their seatbelts in this county in 2019, it's something that I really don't understand. And I would just ask, you know, anybody getting into a vehicle, at the least you could do is to put on your seatbelt and keep yourself safe and other passengers in the vehicle. It really and truly, the only policy that we can, if you are going to have a drink, don't be driving. That's the only message I can put out there for you. I'd also remind drivers out there as well that we are testing for drug driving. We've had three people arrested so far in the Christmas campaign in this county for drug driving.
25-year-old Liam Morsky from Derry has been sentenced to 15 years imprisonment for the manslaughter of 3-year-old Caden McGuinness in September 2017. Morsky was sentenced to 13 years imprisonment for the offence of manslaughter and 2 years imprisonment for a child cruelty offence to run consecutively. Half of the sentence is to be served in prison and the remainder on licence. The Northern Secretary has met with the main political parties in a fresh bid to get Stormont back up and running. Northern Ireland has been without a functioning executive for almost 3 years now because of a row between Sinn Féin and the DUP. It's hoped the crippling state of the health service and losses in last week's election will give politicians a push needed to break the deadlock. If they can't get devolution running again by mid-January, an assembly election will be called. Northern Secretary Julian Smith says political leaders have all been hearing the same message.
The biggest message they got on the doorstep potentially wasn't about Brexit, wasn't about their own party's individual policies, but it was the fact that this executive and assembly has remained dormant for 1,000 days. And I think my sense from everybody is there was a sort of realisation that that is not a sustainable position.
Meanwhile, Fine Gael ministers have rubbished the idea of agreeing an election date with Fianna Fáil. Micheál Martin wants Leo Varadkar to commit to a date around Easter to have the general election. He said the Dáil can't lurch from week to week in the new year with no certainty over its future. But Health Minister Simon Harris doesn't think agreeing an election date is a good idea.
I think both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have shown responsibility over the last number of years. They've come together and in the national interest have said, let's work together, let's ensure we have stable government. And I don't think now we should deviate from that. The Taoiseach will have to make that call at the appropriate time. I'm sure he'll engage with Deputy Martin on it. But, you know, deciding this is the date and this must be the date sounds terribly rigid to me, considering we're living in a very fluid world and government needs to be able to respond to a range of issues.
It's been confirmed that almost 150 new student places are being provided on 13 courses in Letterkenny Institute of Technology as part of a special new government fund. The additional opportunities for students are being created as part of a government investment of €24 million across universities and colleges as part of the Human Capital Initiative. For each extra place that is provided in target courses, LYIT will be allocated €2,500 in additional funding. Education Minister Joe McHugh says it's another step forward for the college and part of a progression to achieve university status.
They're working very, very closely with industry, and more importantly, they're working closely with the younger generation. I know a lot of their work is involved with working with primary schools and secondary schools, so it's about providing choice. It's also about providing options to young people who are in the process of filling out CAO forms and knowing that there will be potential courses on the doorstep as well in Donegal that will help them to realise their own progression into the future, into the workplace. But overall, this is about adapting to the change in society, change in societal needs, but also with a very firm focus on the likes of science-based subjects, ICT, and also in professional construction. So
I'm sure that this will act as a small step too in the ongoing bid to obtain a university status for the LYIT as well.
It certainly will. The LYIT at the moment are working very closely with GMIT Galway and with Sligo IT. They've made good progress in the last number of months. They're very, very realistic, and also they've been very honest about what they can achieve within the next period of time. But certainly 2020 will be a very, very significant year, and I believe that they will be working towards getting a lot of the work and a lot of the heavy lifting done in 2020 to ensure that they get university status.
Gardaí attached to Ballybofey Garda Station have been targeted by scammers today. Gardaí received several scam calls this morning from people offering to fix their internet. It's understood the scammers asked for bank details, but the calls ended swiftly when they were informed they were calling a Garda station. Gardaí are urging the public to be aware that these calls are doing the rounds today, and they are asking people to remind any elderly or vulnerable people to never give their bank details or any other personal details over the phone. Insurance companies are being accused of ripping off motorists with policy prices. A new central bank report finds premiums went up by 42% between 2009 and 2018, but the cost of claims per policy reduced by 2.5%. Jim Beattie has more.
This report finds the average cost of claims per policy is down nearly €10 per motorist since 2009, but premiums jumped from €498 back then to €706 last year. The Alliance for Insurance Reform says it lays bare the scale of the greed of the insurance industry. But Gerry Hassett, interim CEO of Insurance Ireland, says payouts are to blame.
The cost of personal injury claim has gone up from about the middle of the decade, from about €30,000 up to about €48,000. And that's the key driver, because we have lots of unsettled claims and we have to provide, and they're still going up by 4 or 5% a year.
Costs of claims increased by 64%, but the volume fell by 40%. Average legal fees for claims settled through litigation were over €23,000. The Alliance says insurance firms and lawyers are being enriched at the expense of struggling motorists, but Director General of the Law Society Ken Murphy claims the blame lies with insurers.
This is an easy claim to make, and it's a lazy one as well. We're not talking about insurers and lawyers and they're both equally to blame here. It's quite clear where the profits are being made and where the rip-off is taking place. It's taking place by the insurers.
The Personal Injuries Assessment Board says the report shows the injured party receives a higher proportion of the settlement when they go through it instead of the courts.
Ornellaí volunteers are being praised for rescuing five fishermen in a 14-hour operation off the coast of Donegal. The alert began on Saturday afternoon when a crabbing boat with five fishermen on board sent out a mayday after losing power 20 miles off Fannet Head. Three lifeboats were deployed and the boat was eventually towed to Rathmullen in the early hours of yesterday morning. Lochswilly lifeboats Joe Joyce says one of their colleagues on the Portrush lifeboat was injured during the operation, but it didn't stop them pushing on.
Conditions at the time were quite bad, some of the toughest conditions we've faced in a long time. out at sea there, out at Boy M4. The waves were recorded there about 8 metres, but in closer to the shore, they were a lot bigger than that. Iron Moor recorded gusts of up to 58 miles an hour on their boat. So, you know, that's kind of gale force 11. So pretty rough stuff, you know. Along the coast, their lifeboat stations are strategically placed, and every lifeboat has a flank station, and we would back one another up in the event of an emergency, because sometimes you need help out there, and in conditions like this, you definitely needed help. Now, when Port Rush launched there, they were punching right into it. They were facing massive waves, and unfortunately, on the way out, one of the crew on the Port Rush boat got injured. He came off his seat in a very bad wave, and he injured both his legs. In fairness to the Port Rush crew, instead of turning back, they carried on out to back us up. While we waited, we then requested that Iron Moor would be launched, and Iron Moor came to our assistance. So, like, when you're in that boat there, you know, those, like, our boat is 13 metres. Port Rush is 17 metres. We were climbing up those waves. Port Rush was climbing up those waves. They were breaking at the top. So, you know, like, that's walls of water about 60 foot coming at you. It's not a good place to be, but the boats are designed for it, and you're in there and you're strapped in, and you're battering on.
Investigations are continuing following the seizure of a quantity of cash during a search of a property in South Donegal. The search carried out yesterday is in connection with a major drug seizure in County Louth. Three people remain in Garda custody. Cliona O'Dwyer has more.
During the operation, personnel attached to the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau intercepted two vehicles simultaneously at approximately 1 a.m. while travelling in the vicinity of RD. Cocaine and cannabis with an estimated street value in excess of €900,000 was seized, along with an animal transporter truck and a high-powered car. Two men, aged 41 and 33, and a 33-year-old woman were arrested and are currently detained for questioning at Dundalk and Ashburn Garda stations, where they can be held for up to 7 days. Follow-up searches were carried out at locations in Ballyshannon and in County Kildare, in the course of which Gardaí seized a vacuum packing machine and cash worth €8,000. Investigations are said to be ongoing.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure in Letterkenny, now offering the new Donegal GAA Nevis range in-store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five, and time to latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with football. Two more players have signed on at Finn Harps for next season. Adrian Delap has joined the Ballybuffet side on loan from Derry City. The former Letterkenny Rovers man has been with the Candy Stripes since 2017 and has 1 year left on his contract with Derry. Meanwhile, Harps have announced that midfielder Mark Coyle has re-signed for the 2020 campaign. The Burton native returned to the club at the beginning of the 2018 First Division season after spells in the Donegal Senior Gaelic panel and then with Coghill Celtic. He's been a regular in the side under Ollie Horgan, appearing 27 times, including both playoff games against Drogheda United at the end of the campaign. Well, Finn Harps held their AGM on Sunday in Ballybuffet. The main change on the board, seen Caffey Taff, elected to secretary, taking up the position from John Campbell, who remains on the new 12-man board. Sean Quinn stays as the chairperson, with Lorna McHugh remaining as treasurer. Shareholders were told that the 2018 books showed a small profit over €16,000 compared to the loss of over €32,000 the previous year. Details of this year's finances will be released in February. Cross channel, both Arsenal and Everton look to be closing in on appointing new managers. Arsenal are believed to be in talks with Manchester City over the availability of their assistant manager Mikel Arteta, while Carlo Ancelotti has arrived in Merseyside for talks with Everton over their managerial vacancy. Crystal Palace welcome Brighton to Selhurst Park in the Premier League this evening. The visitors have only won one of their previous five league games, with Irish international Aaron Connolly's fitness being monitored in recent days ahead of the tie. Kick-off at Selhurst Park is at 7:45 tonight. Liverpool will return to the scene of their sixth Champions League win in this season's last 16. They will face Atletico Madrid on February the 18th at the Wanda Metropolitano before the return leg 3 weeks later. Manchester City will be away to Real Madrid in their first leg of the tie. Chelsea and Bayern Munich will meet in a repeat of the 2012 final. And Spurs will take on RB Leipzig in the first round knockout stage as well. Manchester United will be away to Club Bruges in the first leg of the Europa League last 32 tie. Celtic will also be away for their first leg, with Neil Lennon's men facing Copenhagen. Arsenal will play Olympiacos with the second leg at the Emirates, Wolves have been drawn against Espanyol, and Rangers will take on Braga. Nearbutton has signed a new 3.5-year deal with Scottish Premiership leader Celtic. The Israeli international will remain at the club until the summer of 2023. Button joined Celtic in 2013 and has gone on to make over 200 appearances, scoring 11 goals. Brendan Devaney is the latest former inter-county star that believes there's not enough being done in regards to player welfare within Gaelic football and indeed across other codes. Brendan says there's not enough time being set aside for players to recover from their injuries. Devaney believes that the heavy workload of training regimes lead to injuries which many players played through, and it's later on in life that they become a problem. Brendan says at 20 years old, players should have a full assessment before continuing in sport.
I just can't believe some of the stuff I've heard with young lads here and there being asked to play different games and even be made to go to training and things like that there. Now again, I understand the whole thing. Obviously, I haven't played at every level here in Donegal, you know, GA. I understand the whole group thing. But, you know, particularly with young lads that are growing up, and I spoke to Dr. Carton down there in Wheatfield, like he's an amazing man, about injuries. And at the time I was researching and why have I got an issue here? You know, people say, oh, it's sport, but my knees and ankles are fine. But I was able to trace it back to free taking. It was the free taking really done me. And I remember saying to Dr. Carton, I says, well, listen, county players are players playing a lot of different sports. They should probably get an MRI when they're maybe 24, 25. He was like, no, Brian, 20. 20 years old, they already need it. And my advice would be, if you've played a lot of sport already, I would go and get the MRI. I would go and see, how's my knees, how's my hips, is there damage done there? So you can tailor then how your training is. Because you've got to, if it gets to a stage where the manager isn't happy with you saying to him, I can't do this, then step away. Because if it's not right for you, you've got to look after yourself.
And you can hear more from Brendan Devaney on the issue of player welfare and injuries in sports. He spoke to Pádraig Holford yesterday on Sunday Sport, and it's available now to listen back to in the sports section of highlandradio.com. To darts, there's Irish involvement in every single game this evening at the World Championships. Reporting from Alexander Palace in London is Dan Dawson.
It's the first time this has happened, and all four players have good chances of progressing. World Cup partners Willie O'Connor and Steve Lennon are in action first, with Limerick's O'Connor taking on Marco Cantola from Finland and Carlo's Steve Lennon facing Debbie St. Callan Ritz. There's also a William Hill World Championship debut for County Meath's 17-year-old sensation Keen Barry, who faces Dutchman Vincent van der Voort. And Northern Ireland's Brendan Dolan has the high-profile second-round clash with two-time world champion Gary Anderson. Anderson has struggled with injury this year, and Dolan was very solid in a straight set win in his opener yesterday. Another shock could be on the cards.
Finally, in rugby, there's no Rob Kearney and Andy Farrell's first Ireland rugby training squad. Despite being part of the World Cup squad, Kearney, Sean Cronin, Jordy Murphy and John Ryan are left out. Ulster's uncapped players Billy Burns and Tom O'Toole get the nod, while Ulster prop Marty Moore, who last played for his country after collecting his second Six Nations title in 2015, is recalled to the extended squad. And Ulster scrum half John Cooney returns after failing to make the World Cup squad. Also part of the 45 panel is Jonathan Sexton. Despite him needing further assessment on a knee injury, Leinster say that the out half will see a specialist again in a few weeks' time. Next sport here in Highland is tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, a significant sum of money has been stolen during a burglary at a house in the Derrynview area of Castledurg at the weekend. Meanwhile, a man has been arrested on suspicion of a number of offences, including burglary, aggravated vehicle taking, causing damage to the vehicle, and assault on police, following reports of two burglaries in the Cosh Quinn Road area of Derry on Saturday night. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Sometime between 7 p.m. on Saturday evening and 2:30 a.m. yesterday morning, a house in Derrynview was broken into and a large sum of money stolen while the homeowner was out celebrating Christmas. Meanwhile, in the Cosh Quinn Road area of Derry, it was reported early yesterday morning that entry had been forced into two houses with money and jewellery among the items stolen. Keys to a car were also taken during the intrusion, and a subsequent attempt was made on Sunday night to steal the actual vehicle. Detective Constable McDonald said this has been a distressing experience for all of the victims concerned. A 20-year-old man was subsequently arrested on suspicion of a number of offences, including burglary, aggravated vehicle taking, causing damage to the vehicle, and assault on police. He remains in custody, assisting police with their inquiries. Anyone with information relating to the incidents in Castledurg or Derry is asked to contact police at Strand Road on 101.
And finally, plans are underway in Remelton to honour Nobel laureate Professor William C. Campbell. A bronze statue is currently being designed and will be situated in his native town in advance of his 90th birthday next June. He received the 2015 Nobel Prize for his part in research on therapies against infections caused by roundworm parasites. The plan for the professor's birthday is being developed under the Bill Campbell Legacy Project, spearheaded by the Remelton Town Hall Development Co. Their secretary, Jean Winston, says it's a very apt recognition of his work.
He got the Nobel Prize for Medicine in December 2015, and that was because he found a cure for river blindness. He talked or persuaded his company to give the medication free to all of these people, you know. So it's just amazing, like, it's such a... And the World Health Organization now, you know, it has been eradicated in a few countries already. Total eradication of a terrible disease. So it's great that we've got the go ahead for the bronze. We're planning to have it up for his birthday, which is in June. He's 90 on the 28th of June. So it's just amazing to be able to honour a man from your own town.
Weather now, cold this evening and showers in parts, some of hail and possibly wintry on hills. Tonight will be cold with a widespread frost and some freezing fog patches. Lowest temperatures of -2 to 2 degrees as winds become mainly light. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, drink driving in Donegal is up 28%, significantly higher than the national average of 4%. Gardaí in the county are warning that they will be out in force over the Christmas period, with statistics for various offences drastically bucking the national trend. 25-year-old Liam Morsky from Derry has been sentenced to 15 years imprisonment for the manslaughter of 3-year-old Caden McGuinness in September 2017. Morsky was sentenced to 13 years imprisonment for the offence of manslaughter and 2 years imprisonment for a child cruelty offence to run consecutively. It's been confirmed that almost 150 new student places are being provided on 13 courses in Letterkenny Institute of Technology as part of a special new government fund. The additional opportunities for students are being created as part of a government investment of €24 million across universities and colleges as part of the Human Capital Initiative. And investigations are continuing following the seizure of a quantity of cash during a search of a property in South Donegal. The search carried out yesterday is in connection with a major drug seizure in County Louth. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Monday evening, December the 16th. The death has taken place of Hugh Doherty, 2 Casement Place, Strabane, and formerly Lifford. Remains reposing at his home this evening from 6:30. Funeral leaving his home on Wednesday afternoon at 1:20 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 2:00. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Melmount Manor Residents Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Mary Callaghan, née Sharkey, Carrow Keel, Quigley's Point. Remains reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Columba's Church, Drone, Quigley's Point, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Sylvia Roberts, Monaghan, Ardra, County Donegal, formerly of Red Hills, County Cavan, and of Newton Butler, County Fermanagh. Her remains will repose at Chauvelin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, tomorrow evening from 4:30, followed by removal to Ardra Methodist Church, arriving at 7:30. Funeral service on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Galloon Parish Church Graveyard, Newton Butler, County Fermanagh, at approximately 3 o'clock. The death has taken place of William Brown, Borah, Remelton. Remains reposing at the residence of his daughter Violet and Stephen Quinn, 9 Brayhead Park, Rough Park Woodlands, Letterkenny. Funeral service on Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock in Letterkenny Baptist Church. Burial afterwards in Bank Cemetery, Remelton. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Betty Henderson, née McGahern, 3 Chapel Close, Stranorlar. Her remains will repose at her home tomorrow morning from 10 o'clock. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorlar, at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Stranorlar Cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Kathleen O'Donnell, née Foley, 12 The Crescent, Claddy, reposing at Quigley's Funeral Home this evening from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Removal from Quigley's Funeral Home tomorrow evening at 6:30 to St Columbus Church, Donnyloop. Requiem Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of William Morrison, 30, Linkside Park, Strabane, and formerly of Enniskillen, reposing at his home. Fiona leaving his home tomorrow morning at 11:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 12 noon, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers placed to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Madge McShane, née Davis, 30, Corm Square, Strabane, and formerly of Arva, County Cavan, reposing at her home. Fiona leaving her home tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time plays from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. And the death has occurred of Willie Duncan, Glebe Stranorler. His remains are reposing at his home in Glebe Stranorler until 10 o'clock tonight. Fiona leaving his home tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, if so desired, to Woodville Ward, St Joseph's Community Hospital, care of any family member. Family time on the morning of the funeral.